out of sight. Everything he does seems to come out right. Once I went to hear them play at a club outside of town. I was so surprised, I was hypnotized by the sound his cats put down. When I saw this short fat guy stretch a band between his toes, hey, I laughed so hard cause the band got down when it finally reached his toe. Whoa, whoa.
Hey, y'all, prepare yourself for the rubber band.
Whoa, whoa.
You never heard a sound like the rubber band.
Man,
you're bound to lose control when the rubber band.
Little Rock Touchdown Club on this beautiful Monday. Sunny days. This may be the best weather day of the year left in 2014.
I'll be the judge of that, my man. I'm going to talk with...
Permy will, actually.
There's a meteorologist. I'll talk with Bill Belichick, see what he has to say about it.
Yeah. Bill.
He hates meteorologists.
He needs to focus on being a better GM. He's obviously a really
good
coach.
Leave him alone.
Well, I'm just saying. Anyway, we're joined by Melody Tsai, who is Melody O'Reilly now, not to be confused with... anyone else, but
the Melody O'Reillys.
I don't know any Melody O'Reillys.
Pull that mic up just a little bit. Yeah,
she is
All-American five times over, first female athlete at Arkansas to be an All-American five different times. How about that?
That's big time.
Very impressive.
That's big time.
So cross country and track and field from Ocean City, New Jersey. So you have to tell us. There's got to be an interesting recruiting story there. How did that come about?
Well, pretty much. When I was in school, my high school coach was my English teacher, and I walked into class one day, and he's just sitting there with a big smile on his face and holding this big, huge envelope with a big Razorback in the corner, and he just said, "Now this is big time."
Really?
And I said, "Really?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "You know, you should take advantage of this one and see what happens." So talked to Bev a few times on the phone. Liked what I heard that she was saying, and started visiting other universities. The university before my visit to Arkansas was at East Carolina, and the coach at East Carolina basically said to me, "You shouldn't come here."
Wow.
And
that's
I said,
great recruiting pitch.
You know what? I've never heard that, but that in a strange way is kind of mind freaky.
Reverse psychology, or really didn't think you'd fit in?
He didn't think he had anybody who could run with me. That's what he told me. He said, "I don't have anybody right now who's as good as you are as a high schooler. I feel like you should probably, you know, look elsewhere. Where's your next visit?" I said, "It's at the University of Arkansas." And he said, "That's where
take
you need
me with
to be."
You? Is that what he said? did they have an assistant coaching position?
How about that? Is that crazy? I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
I would think, you know, I would sell it as, hey, you could come here and be the star of the show.
Right.
I mean, you can be an All-American anywhere, right? I mean, it's an individual
absolutely.
Sport.
So it was really, his concern was, and I guess I never thought of this, because I thought it was like an individual sport, but somebody to challenge you on a daily basis, other runners?
Yeah. Yeah, he said I wasn't going to have anybody to challenge me to train with, and I think he felt like he couldn't maybe take me to that next level.
Well, that guy's
I'm
not
really
in the business.
Thankful.
I hope that guy's not in the business anymore. No offense. I would have brought in Greyhounds or something if I had to run with you.
I mean,
whatever it takes.
Right?
That would not have been my pitch. Now, if I had a basketball team and I was like, "We're going to suck and this kid's going to be all world, I don't want to drag him down." Luckily, Pat Bradley was going to a place where they had a good basketball program at the time. I mean, that's crazy. Okay, well, that's a good story. Well, you know what?
That's interesting.
East Carolina's loss is Arkansas's gain. We're talking to Melody Tsai O'Reilly, if you're just tuning in. Five-time All-American at the University of Arkansas. Says the time during her career is often called Tsai's November to Remember. We were just talking about that with football. What's your November to Remember? What is that about?
I actually don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I think my first All-American came during cross country, so it would have been in November.
Okay,
you were the youngest
why.
Runner in 1987 TAC Mobile U.S. Indoor Championships.
We were just talking about indoor.
There was that,
huh?
Too. Yeah.
There was that. Don't forget about that.
She ran the 1,000 meters indoors. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And that was they don't run that anymore?
I don't think they run that anymore.
Yeah.
What attracted you to that in growing up? And to
track?
Cross country. Track.
I mean, for me, my freshman year in high school, I didn't even go out for cross country. I was way too shy.
Did you play any other sports that you were active?
No, I just played hard. Like, I had brothers on each side of me, and we just, you know, ran around the neighborhood, played kick the can, swam, you know, water skied.
Right.
Like, you were active, just not in organized sports.
Yeah.
So how did you discover cross country was going to be something you were good at?
Well... I didn't go out for cross country. I went out for track, and the only reason I went out for track is because I thought my older brother's jacket was really cool. It had 400 meters on the sleeve, and
That's cool.
He was a good runner, and I thought, that's what I want to do. I'm going to run the 400.
Mm-hmm.
Went out for track. The high school coach, same coach that said this is big time, said, you look like you're going to be a miler. And I was like, then I'm not coming out for track because I'm going to run the 400. And I ended up being a 400, 800-meter runner in high school. The next year, coach said to me, you know, you're going to be a lot stronger if you run cross-country. You should really run cross-country. First meet, he said, you stay with these three teammates. You stay with them the whole time. When you get on the track, you do what you do. So I stayed with them the whole time, got on the track, and I beat them by probably 200 meters over on the track.
Get a nice
and
kick.
And won my first cross-country meet, and it just took off from there.
Did you ever lose one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you went undefeated. That would have been an awesome story. I won my first one and never lost my entire high school career.
Yeah.
How many
yeah.
did you have? Where state championships at in New Jersey?
Holmdel.
Okay.
Holmdel, New Jersey, and it's really, really hilly. And I grew up at the beach. And honestly, the only hill that we had to train on was the bridge that went in and out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So we would maybe two or three times a season get on that. But we would run towers, like was what we called towers. We'd run the stairs in the school.
Yeah.
And that was kind of our hill training.
And what was your family's and the community school's first thought when you told them you're going to go down to Fayetteville, Arkansas, for college?
Why?
Yeah, right. Was your mother, what did your parents say? Did they drive you up to Fayetteville? How was that exchange like?
So my dad and I flew in on the recruiting trip and met Bev, and Kelly Lycan was the assistant coach at the time. Met Bev and Kelly and just connected right away. And when we were flying out, it's when the airport was in Fayetteville, and we were flying Skyways, which we used to call Scareways. Flying Scareways out, and it literally came toward the university, and it just took a turn. And I was looking out the window, and I turned to my dad, and I said, that's where I'm going. And he's like, it's kind of far. And I said, I don't know, Dad, that's where I think I want to go. And lucky for me, my brother was a pilot for U.S. Airways, so my dad could fly for free. So my my mom and dad actually saw more college meets.
That's great.
Than high school meets.
Yeah.
My mom wouldn't come to my high school meets because she thought she jinxed me. And we literally lived two blocks from the school, and she would not walk over.
Did you have any designs on or any efforts at running professionally afterwards or running in the?
I did. For years. I ran after Arkansas. I ran for Nike for a lot of years and competed on a couple of U.S. teams, was at the Olympic trials, you know, didn't make an Olympic team, but I was at the Olympic trials.
World championships? You ever competed at world champs or anything?
I never made a world team.
Okay.
Nope.
So are you running today? You still run?
I am coaching today. I've been coaching for the last 20 years. I coach a local high school.
Very cool.
And I coach also a CYO program that is ages 5 through 8th grade. So
you run marathons?
I've never run a marathon.
Really?
No, I can't do it. It's too long.
You could. I can. I just wouldn't be good at it.
I can. I've never had the desire to do it. I did run one half marathon.
How much do you run now?
With no training.
You run with your kids?
I don't. I run around the course to, like, yell at my my runners, you know. But I do run a little bit. I work out pretty much daily. But, you know, at my age, I'm starting to break down a little bit.
Come on, like, now, come on.
I feel
you're
like I have injuries.
Finally
as well.
Tuned athlete.
And you have kids, and you said the next generation coming up here. So what you have a 17-year-old you said that's interested in looking at some opportunities. What's he run?
He runs the 800 mainly. He just finished his cross country season, but he's really a middle distance guy as well.
Is he an elite?
He was at the state meet for the area. In Pennsylvania, he's up there.
Like if Chris Buckham calls, what do you think? You can open possibility.
I would say, you know.
I know he's from up that way. He's from the Northeast. I'm sure he's got to be hanging out recruiting up there.
Yeah, my son Keelan, he's very undertrained. Like he's a kid that's gonna take off when he's about a sophomore in college.
Okay.
You'll see him.
All right. And what about your youngest? Your youngest, you said, is a baseball player.
He's a baseball player.
Okay.
Yep.
Van Horn's already on him. Maybe.
Not yet.
Not yet.
We'll work on it. We'll work on that.
He's the only one of my crew that says he would come to Arkansas.
And you got all four kids here.
I do.
Okay.
Today.
My daughter's a lacrosse player at Christopher Newport University in Newport News, Virginia. And that's a Division III lacrosse program that's high end. So she's a lacrosse player, and then I've got a runner, a football player, and a baseball player.
Okay.
Wow.
What did they think of Fayetteville?
They loved it.
Was that their first trip up there?
That was their first time there, and they really, really liked it.
Well, good.
Yeah.
So how long are you in town?
I am leaving tomorrow.
Okay. Well, enjoy it. Congratulations on being inducted. This is a pretty hefty group of all-stars going in with you in this group. This is cool. I'm glad the Southwest Conference finally woke up and is doing a little, little catch-up here.
When you got the call, and were you always wondering to yourself, why doesn't the Southwest Conference step up?
Did they send it
in?
Did the Southwest Conference send it to your English teacher to let you know about it?
I was blown away. Like, I just did not expect, you know, I think, you know, you're just going about your daily life and you get a phone call in the middle of the day, you know. It's just not something I ever thought would happen.
Yeah.
You know, I never really thought I'd be inducted into the Hall of Fame for the Southwest
Conference. Is this the third Hall of Fame you're in?
Razorbacks,
Arkansas.
Are you in the Hall of Honor?
She's in the Hall of Honor.
I am 90, in the Hall of Honor.
Arkansas
96.
Sports Hall of Fame.
Only one woman had ever been inducted into the University of Arkansas Sports Hall of Honor. Melody Tsai, you ever heard of her?
Back then, yeah.
96. Yeah, now
you were the first?
I was actually the second woman.
Okay.
Betty Ficus, I think, was a basketball
player.
She was in ahead of me.
Betty Ficus. Yeah.
Or Ficus.
Ficus. That's Ficus. Basil. Basil went to school with her. They were chums. He used to rebound for Betty Ficus back at Barnhill.
That's funny. Well, enjoy your day. We appreciate you coming by today. Enjoy your trip here. I hope your kids have a good time. You guys staying in Little Rock, or are you going back to Fayetteville?
We're staying in Little Rock.
Okay, good.
We're going to hang with some friends that are here.
That's good. So. That's a good town. You guys enjoy it.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
All right. Very good. We got to take a time out. It's 10:45. And when we come back, we'll talk a little more college football. And I apologize for anybody who's hanging on. We're having phone issues, so I have no idea who's calling.
It's only one guy.
Who is it?
Michael.
Is he still on?
Melody Side, thank you.
Hey, are you still there, Michael?
I certainly am.
Michael, I apologize. Busy day. Go ahead,
Sorry.
My friend. We'll hit you before the break. What's up?
Well, guys, here's the thing. I wanted to comment on some college football. You guys were talking about how Auburn lose that game. That was a physical war against Ole Miss. They got Georgia next week. I think that was a human condition game. You know, they were, three touchdown favorite. I think they took a deep breath and